Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House this day after Christmas of the year 2020. Adios, baby. Glad to see you're in the rearview mirror. We're talking a little bit about how grateful we are here at Rosie on the House for having been on air for 32 years and just what that has meant to us. I was telling Romy last segment that I've recently listened to the very first broadcast I ever did, and I can't believe the station manager ever let me back on the property, and I certainly can't believe you Arizona homeowners have been so patient with me and my learning curve on how to answer your questions. One of the first things I learned is don't answer the first question. Just keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper, because someone will ask me a question, I'll just presume before they even finish the sentence, I know. And so it's taught me to be a little bit more patient, ask a couple more questions, and get it out. You know, what started as a show, I'd show up 1 hour, answer 10, 12, or 13 questions one at a time, has really grown. All of us here at Rosie on the House owe you, the Arizona homeowners, a big debt of gratitude for the growth.
And the growth is really hard to measure, because you never know exactly how many people are listening to a radio broadcast at any given minute. That's actually one of the things I like about radio. A lot of media companies and advertisers and buyers, they want the specifics and numbers, and there is a radio rating system that is just a guessing game, because there's nothing that returns a signal to the radio. You're listening on a receiver. You're not transmitting anything. I don't know if Joe's listening on his car. I don't know if Steve's listening on his house on those radio. But with the coming of the digital age, there are additional things. A lot of people stream, so that gives you some indication on mobile devices. But even that, there's a lot of flaws, and you can't identify exactly how many specific people are listening on a stream. You could have one IP address in an office building that could have thousands of people inside of it. One person could be streaming it, or 500 people could be streaming it, and you don't know, because a lot of the tracking isn't necessarily bandwidth.
Oh.
I mean, there's so many layers, but that's one, as a consumer, that's one great thing about radio, is you can turn it on and you don't have to worry about ever coming back and being bombarded.
They're not planting cookies in your radio, right?
Exactly.
Well, I can
remember. It's still a very private consumption of information.
I like that. I like that a lot. I can remember, it wasn't that long ago, 6 or 7 years ago, we were at one of our annual reviews with one of the broadcasting bigwigs. And he said, Rosie, if I could recommend one thing, one change, you've got to get a mobile app for Rosie on the House. So I just shook my head yes. We left the meeting. Romy and I got in the truck, and I said, what's that? I didn't even know what he was talking about.
And we started going down that line of developing our own until we found a software. You've likely heard us talking about it, and we'll get to that. But some of the other things that we do have on the digital side of things, where we do have tracking numbers. Now, we don't sell any of this. We don't provide it to any personal information. When they ask us, how many subscribers do you have to your newsletter, we'll tell them we've got about 15,000. But we don't tell them who they are, what those addresses are. You know, we'll just report on bounce rate, open rate, click-throughs, but no specific individual information. And we started an email newsletter at about 2004 using a software called Microsoft Publisher, I think. And the individual that started that newsletter for us, we picked up, was at the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcast Journalism at ASU, was doing intern hours at KTAR, and eventually came to work for us doing the newsletter. And we were doing a lot more remotes then.
Oh, that was DeLynn.
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 Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then we were on that platform until we got switched to Constant Contact. And then we went to
Don't look at
Exact
me.
Target.
I'm not gonna know.
Exact Target. And then went back to Constant Contact, went to Eye Contact, and then we found Fire Drum. And because they were based locally in Arizona, we were trying to get as much of our vendors and our suppliers as local as we could. So we've been with Fire Drum now, I think at least 5 years. And that has actually been, and my experience from all those different platforms, the best platform for newsletter. Now, I haven't been on any of those other ones in a long time, and I'm sure they've increased their usability. But Fire Drum, absolutely, when we came to them, was blowing away the functionality for any other newsletter service.
At our weekly staff meeting, when DeLynn was ecstatic and beside herself that we had hit 1,000 subscribers, and that was after about 6 or 7 months. Do you know last week we had over 18,000 subscribers that want our newsletter every single week? And as best we can tell, our email weekly newsletter, and you have to ask for it. You have to ask to be subscribed to it. We've distributed about 7.8 million Rosie on the House newsletters to, and I say to Arizona homeowners, but there's some guy in Essex Junction, Vermont that gets everything we do. I'm going to call him one day and say, what's your gig, buddy?
Probably a snowbird, you know, somebody that had lived here. We get people that have lived in Arizona and moved somewhere else, but still stream the program just because it's part of their Saturday morning weekend routine. And occasionally we do get calls from them in other parts of the country. And, you know, building is so regional, and you know, a lot of times we're not necessarily able to help. But it's that's I'm guessing explains Essex Junction, is he either lived here or he still has a home in both states.
7.8 million Rosie on the House newsletter deliveries. That's humbling. That should be every man, woman, and child in the state of Arizona. Aren't we right at about 7 million in the state of Arizona? Homeowners should quit making all the mistakes they're making trying to fix their house listening to bad advice.
Well, remember, that's sent, and we're sending some to the same emails over and over again. But I see what your point is, and I do. Now, that's a fraction of what our website traffic gets. We're hovering around the 40,000 monthly page views and around 35,000 unique visitors.
And I just looked at that, Romy, and 40,000 is an old number. We're like from about a year ago, we're like at close to 60,000 a month. We're going to hit 700,000 hits in this year alone. The crazy year.
Well,
2019 was 680,000.
You know, it would make sense that it was up because everything is up from last year, from what we've seen as it relates to housing, with people at home more, getting more stuff done around their home or making adjustments to their lifestyle based on whatever happened at work or
sure.
You know, their individual case, or grandma coming home to live at the house as well, whatever. Whatever the case may be.
That, or a college that graduate respond. Coming back to the house to live. Your generation's doing it as much as my parents' generation. Or they have been. I guess now they're moving out is the word I'm hearing lately, with interest rates the way they are and home values the way they are and rent getting so expensive, it doesn't make sense. You might as well just buy. So, but that's humbling. But it's what we're grateful for. Getting that kind of information out is what drives us at the Rosie on the House team every week to do everything we can to make sure the information we're giving out is as accurate and as up to date for you, the Arizona homeowner, as possible. You know, speaking out of state, I got a phone call from somebody last week, wanted to know about a basement flooding issue, and we talked and talked and talked and talked, and I kind of came to the conclusion, well, he's got to be somewheres in Yavapai or Coconina County the way he's talking. And so I said, well, tell me what community you're in and I think I can probably give you a couple guys that can come out and check it out. He was calling from Maryland.
And, you know, that seems to be more popular with YouTube. Or the search engine itself, they seem to do a pretty good job regionalizing your content. Like if you type in, you know, basement, flooded basement, it takes into account where your IP address is and tries to bring your regional search results. I think through all the suggestions on YouTube, it's more topic-based driven than it is location-based, because most of our YouTube views are not local, where majority of our website views are local. If you look at the geolocation for YouTube, that's an extremely global platform for us. And I think we've got to be close to 400,000 views.
Just a little more.
And there's two dominant videos that is 90% of those. But once you get one video I wouldn't say it's gone viral, but it's got a substantial amount of views, they start, you know, all your other videos seem to start growing faster as well, too.
Well,
we're going to have a lot more do-it-yourself videos.
I like that
idea. Go along with our weekly to-dos going forward in the future. That'll just be part of, you know, for a long time we were resisting it just because video production takes so long. People are like, why aren't you guys doing TV? I'm like, you know how long it would take to do a three-hour TV program?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. But then this concept of videos, like, well, I don't want to put anything together that's not professionally done. And to put together a professional video studio, I mean, you're looking at some serious investment. Well, maybe 10 years ago, but now with how well the video cameras, even the production value some of these smartphones can have, you know, I've broken that mindset that we need a big expensive studio to do video. No, we just need good lighting and good content so the video will come.
And time.
And time. and this is just added on as another service. You know, we're eventually, you know, we first started at radio, then we added the newsletter, then we added the website, then the newsletter and video. You know, what digital platform comes next?
Well, you're a lot more camera friendly than me, so it just came at the right time.